speaking on this program is Brother Gary Cawley.
It is a pleasure for us to understand that the Lord is our shepherd, and that He is always close and near to us, and that He is willing to lead us in the paths of righteousness, Psalms 23 and verse 3. But you know, so many people are unwilling to walk in the paths of righteousness, that is, in the paths of truth and uprightness that are taught to us in the Word of God. And sometimes people do not understand that the religion of Christ is indeed a heart religion. And sometimes we talk about those who talk about heartfelt religion because they believe in that which is better felt than told. But we're not talking about feeling good and then trying to find it in the Bible. We're talking about doing what the Lord says and feeling good as a result. Christianity is indeed a heartfelt religion. To be sure it is. And Jesus teaches us, you know, in Matthew 22:37, to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind. In other words, with our affections, with our life, and with our intelligence. And by His actions, this one exemplifies just how that love is to be expressed. Heartfelt religion must be, of course, a response to God's grace, to His goodness in providing us the way of salvation. Indeed, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Paul urges us not to receive the grace of God in vain. You know, I'm still touched to the very core of my being when I see one baptized into Christ. In Acts 18 and verse 8, it says the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized. In many other places, we see the happiness of those who have been baptized as they go on their way rejoicing after that baptism. How anyone cannot see the emotion of such a joyous event will always be a question in my mind. It baffles me because it is one of the most beautiful pictures that has ever been seen. A lot of people see a physical birth and they're greatly impressed. But when we see a spiritual birth, are we equally impressed? We ought to be. You know, Jesus said to Nicodemus, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he can't enter into the kingdom of heaven. What joy it is to see one enter into Christ and have the newness of life and have the forgiveness of his sins and to be able to know that he is blotted or has all those sins blotted out that are in his past. Yet many practice heartfelt religion that differ from and even contradict God's Word sometimes. They say they practice heartfelt religion, but their heart is not in it. You know, Jesus said this people's hearts are wax gross. Their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Lest haply they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and turn again, and I will heal them. When we look back at Jeremiah's 40-year ministry, it might help us some. You know, the source of his heartfelt emotion shouldn't originate in the human heart, but from the submissiveness of faith. He is the one who said, O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. In other words, generating emotions is not the same as responding with attendant emotions to the truth. The prophet warned, the heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17 and verse 9. And you know, he spent the majority of his life trying to turn Israel from their own heart to the Word of God. And he pinpoints their problem in Jeremiah 23:16. He said, they speak a vision or a revelation of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. And my friends, too many people are depending on what they think and what they feel instead of what the Lord says. We do not feel good because we know we're good, but we know we're good because we feel good sometimes. The Israelites were guilty of looking to their own heart for guidance, and many people today are the same. They believe their own heart should guide them instead of the will of the Lord. In short, Israel had a heart problem. In short, many people today have heart problems. You know, the Word of Life that gives humanity joy and hope, according to Jeremiah 15:16, that had been rejected and replaced with pleasing platitudes, Jeremiah 8 and verse 11, emotionally pleasurable, to be sure, but damnably misguided. Like preachers today in the religious world who wax philosophic and the eight denominational theologians, their compromising messages were condemned because they were tainted at the source. These messages might have been pleasing in the ears of these people. According to Jeremiah 12:6, they were. They enhance self-esteem. Oh, you're okay, I'm okay, Jeremiah 2:31. And they justified evil conduct, Jeremiah 2:35. But you know, God rejected both the message and its followers. And the fact that one feels good about something doesn't justify that thing, doesn't mean that it is right. Truth is not silly putty that we can just twist and squish to our own personal pleasure or distraction in order to generate a favorable or pleasurable emotion. But that's what many religious people think they ought to do today. Give the people what they want and give them not what the Lord says. Well, Israel had a heart problem. And again, I say, we today many times have a heart problem too. You know, this is a nation that does not obey the voice of the Lord their God, nor did they receive correction when Jeremiah tried to give it. Truth has perished and has been cut off from their mouth, he said in Jeremiah 7:28. Well, the warnings by Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, were so many. Be instructed, O Jerusalem, he said, lest my soul depart from you, lest I make you desolate, a land inhabited, not inhabited, Jeremiah 6:8. Still, the Babylonian conquest came, didn't it? And it was not very pretty. Yet the shock and the dismay of that conquest will negligibly compare with the disappointment of sincere religionists who will stand before the judgment seat one day to hear the Lord, the judge of all, say, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that practice lawlessness or work iniquity, Matthew 7:23. Jesus said, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, is likened unto a wise man who built his house upon the rock. The rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew, and they beat upon that house, but it fell not, for it was founded on the rock. But whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, Jesus said, and doeth them not, he's likened unto a foolish man. He built his house upon the sand, and the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall thereof. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, that the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as did the scribes. And my friends, we need heartfelt religion, but we need to feel good because we know we're right, because we know what the Lord says, and because we've obeyed what the Lord says. Ye shall know the truth, Jesus said, you know, and the truth shall make you free. When will it make you free? When you've obeyed it. So Peter said in 1 Peter 1:22, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being begotten again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. All flesh, he said, is as the grass, and the glory of man is the flower of the grass. The grass withereth and the flower falleth, but he said, the word of the Lord endureth forever. Will you put your faith and trust on the rock of the word of God? Will you study to show yourself approved? Will you buy the truth and sell it not? Proverbs 23:23. How do we avoid God's rejection on this eternal scale? How do we avoid being told, I know you not. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Well, we must base our emotional response upon God's word and not upon our own feelings and not on the doctrines of men. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Jeremiah 23:16, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy unto you. They make you worthless. They speak a vision or a revelation of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. Now, our dedication, my friends, and our sincerity, even our emotions, must only be founded in God's Word, mustn't they? And not in the visions or revelations of our own heart. No, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the ends of that way are the ways of death. We don't want to walk in that. We want to live in harmony with God's will, live here for Him who died for us, and live there with Him and all the host of heaven throughout all the endless ages.